Well, we're talking with Todd at Wilderness Sports in Ishpeming, and Todd, I appreciate your time today.
Sure.
Well, I wanted to continue our discussion talking about deer season. Now, we were just talking about muzzleloading season, and that goes until Sunday this week, right?
Correct.
So two full weekends inside that season. But in general, what have you been hearing overall? What's your personal opinion about this year's deer season after having all the people come in and sort of talk to you about what they've experienced this year?
My personal take on it all is, I do believe that numbers are up in locations. I don't believe that they're up everywhere. We still have people coming in saying that they're not seeing anything, or they're seeing more coyote tracks than deer tracks and things like that. And that's typical, especially if you're the guy putting in a 10-hour day sitting out there from dark to dark and you're not seeing anything, then you come in and you're slightly disgruntled. But
yeah.
My personal take on it from in the locations that I've been lucky enough to be in is I saw more deer this year than I have the last couple, that's for sure.
So you think it is getting better?
I do. And I think, you know, as much as people didn't like the no does during bow season, I believe honestly that it has to have had a positive effect on the overall population, having the does be protected during archery season. We saw more does than we did the last couple of years, that's for sure.
Now, what have you heard about people that were out there, you know, and they're seeing more of these year-and-a-half-old bucks with antler development this year, it sounds like? Have you heard the same thing?
Yes. We did have a few people come in with pictures of deer, and I mean, not being a biologist, but looking at pictures and things, you're kind of able to figure out there's a lot of nice deer with really decent antler development for their age.
And how do you feel that was affected by this firearm deer season?
You know, it's a mixed bag. I think, you know, a lot of people bought single tags because they weren't confident that they were going to see anything worthwhile in their estimation, and so they bought single tags. But then when that small basket four-pointer or whatever, or a small six is in front of you, a lot of those year-and-a-half-old deer are being shot.
Yeah, I mean, that's the choice of the hunter, isn't it? I mean, if you are hunting for meat, that's your prerogative if you want to shoot that buck or not. And in general, you know, I guess I shouldn't say I judge anyone for it, but for me, I'm not going to shoot that. I'm just not. I've got enough
right.
bucks in my life, and I'm not looking to fill my freezer at this point either, but if you got a family of eight, that helps a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and I'll never, myself personally, there's no judgment call coming from me. If you're following the rules and you put in the time and the effort and the money that you spend to get yourself out where you're at, depending on how much time you have in the woods, you make a judgment call, and if you're happy with it and you're following the rules, more power to you. Congratulations if you've been successful.
Well, Todd from Wilderness Sports, I appreciate your time today.
No problem.
We'll catch you up with you again soon.
All right, thanks.
This is The Outdoor Show.